My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them. If you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley radio dial. Please visit WGXC.org, click donate, and become a monthly sustaining supporter, or make a one-time donation. Thank you so much for keeping independent voices and sounds on your radio dial.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a graduate of Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things. And I think we're going to be joined in a little bit by our friend Fahim, and we often are joined by our friends Lena and AJ. We hope they're having a good time, wherever they may be this summer day. So, Amelia, would you like to get us started off talking about a book or a bookish thing?
Sure. I've got like books and bookish things. I've been listening to a lot of short horror stories off of the internet on like narrations on YouTube and stuff. So not really reading so much, but, you know, taking in literature, and I think that counts. I've listened to a lot of short horror stories while drawing and stuff like that, because I like to have something to listen to while I do things like that.
Do the stories inspire your artwork, or are they just simultaneously happening?
Sometimes they're simultaneously happening. Sometimes they're like inspirational, but usually it's just nice to be able to be entertained by something and also like do something that you like to do.
Do you have a certain site or favorite place to find those scary stories, or do you just hop around on YouTube trying to find them?
I usually, if you look up scary story narrations on YouTube, you can find them pretty easily. A lot of them come from either from Reddit, places like r/nosleep and r/letsnotmeet, and letsnotmeet is more of a place for like people telling their true stories about creepy things that have happened to them. And r/ no sleep is more for writers looking to make a fictional story on the internet. So you can usually tell if you're looking at true encounters or things written to be horror stories, depending on what Reddit people are reading from, which is fun. So if I feel like reading something that's obviously fantastical and fictional, I can go to one video. And if I'm looking for something that is maybe a bit more raw and a bit more true, I go to another video. So you can, it's pretty easy to navigate.
Have you read any particularly scary ones or listened to any particularly scary ones?
Most of the particularly like unnerving ones come from No Sleep. Even though they are fictional, they're like very, very creepy. There is one that I think is called Cabin in the Woods. And I don't know who it's written by, but it's narrated by a YouTuber called Bubusta. That is my favorite narration of it. Some other people have taken it on, but his version of reading it is my favorite. About a man and his fiance going to stay a night in the fiance's family's cabin in the woods. And when they come back, something follows them back and starts affecting the wife. And it is a very long series of videos. I think about maybe 6 videos long, some over an hour, but it's very worth it. It's a very like slow burn horror, but it like keeps you entertained. I like it very much.
Was that your book and bookish thing that you wanted to talk about, or was there another thing you wanted to talk about?
I don't remember. I think I was going to talk about how I'm still making my way through that short story book, and I'm hoping that after I finish that, I can take a break from normal books and read a manga I've been looking forward to, which is called Happy Sugar Life, and despite the name, it is a psychological horror, which I just think is interesting, and that title coupled with that genre just kind of sucked me in. Like, I had to know what that was going to be about. So
yeah, don't be fooled by the
title. Yeah, no.
Awesome. Mishuda, do you want to share a book?
Yeah, so I have a book about ghosts, and so it's called Haunted Healthcare: Medical Professionals and Patients Share Their Encounters with the Paranormal.
Ooh.
I'm interested like on books like that. And like the description says, like, many of those in the medical profession are no stranger to the paranormal. Ghosts walk the hallways of hospitals, both old and new, haunting the wards and operating rooms. Join Richard Stapp, paramedic, paranormal investigator, and cast members of TV's Haunted Case Files and Haunted Hospitals as he talks to EMTs, nurses, and medical professionals and patients alike, documenting their most intense and chilling encounters with ghosts and spirits. Dare you walk the hallways of some of the world's most haunted medical facilities. Welcome to the world of haunted healthcare professional. So like, it's like always when you visit a hospital, like you just, I mean, for me, like whenever I visit a hospital, I just get chill, like a feeling that, you know, unusual, that the feeling that I won't get usually. So it's like, it's just sometimes, you know, the feeling that someone's there. And also like, I have watched a lot of shows and movies, you know, how people are in coma. And, you know, so like they're actually went to afterlife, and, you know, they roam around the hallways, like they walk around the hallways and see their families crying. And then some of them like actually, you know, fight to stay alive, to come back to the earth because they don't want to go. And they think it's not their time to go yet. So it's basically, it's an interesting reading so far. And it's like, you know, basically they see whether, you know, how, like religious people, like they believe in hell and heaven, and many people see the light and see that whether, I'm talking about the shows I watched, not the book, but like they see whether they're in heaven or hell. And if they have a chance to come back to life, then they can take different choices and become a better person. And then maybe they can, you know, redeem themselves and go to heaven. And it's an interesting twist of what, because like we're all so like focused on our lives, like we let, like a lot of people, like even me, we don't think about what happens when we die and what, like there's an afterlife. So it was interesting.
Do you all believe in ghosts?
I mean, kind of. Because I've seen them. I feel like I've seen them before when I was like very young.
Those are definitely the kind of books I used to be obsessed with, like ghost stories and all that. I loved those. I loved shows like Paranormal Encounter and Paranormal Survivor and My Ghost Story and Celebrity Ghost Stories, all those things. But yeah, that was definitely something I'd enjoy.
Yeah. And also, like, I heard, like, even my grandma said, like, I don't, like, you know, little kids are more, like, they see ghosts more because, like, they're innocent. And, but, like, I don't think I have seen any ghosts as, like, I'm older. Like, I'm 18.
Yeah. But,
like, I didn't see any ghosts.
I saw a ghost. That's how I'm scared. I see ghosts every night. Comes to me and a bad one.
Oh, she fights with it, so.
She fights with the ghost.
Yeah.
Does she fight with words or with fists?
How do you fight, like, with words or fists with the ghost? How do you fight the ghost?
I just use my powers.
Oh, she uses her powers.
I forgot she has superpowers. I forgot. Those would come in handy.
Yeah, she turns
I don't know that I've ever seen a ghost, and so I don't know if I believe in them. I don't think it matters if I believe in them. They either exist or they don't. So maybe I'll see one someday. But I remember as a kid really wanting to see a ghost and being interested in places that were supposedly haunted, or even like going by the graveyard at night and hoping to see a ghost there.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much ghosts would hang out in graveyards. Maybe. If I was a ghost, I wouldn't hang out in the graveyard that often.
Wait, did you ever see a zombie before?
No, definitely not.
No,
just in movies, TV, and comics, and books in my imagination.
What happens when you become a vampire?
Vampires. That's what
happens.
Said.
What happens when you become one?
Yeah, that's our question.
Yes, it depends on what story you believe.
Yeah, it does. I feel like the Twilight vampires have it the best. To be honest, They got it good. Some of the other legends, you got to follow a bunch of rules, and I don't want to have to deal with that if I'm going to become a
vampire. Well, go to vampire's house. They will pinch you.
Okay.
They'll pinch you in the face.
My friends have literally, they've gotten so bored at this point staying in their houses that a bunch of them have started reading Twilight. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I hope I never will. But yeah, some of them have started actually reading the books, so I'll have to ask them what their opinions of it is. My one friend is actually starting to like it and is on the second book. So yeah, I don't know how to feel about that.
I found them mildly entertaining through the second book, and then the third book I found really boring enough that I didn't read the fourth. But they now have the Midnight Sun is out now.
Yeah, my mom got it.
I'm curious to hear what your mom thinks about it, because I wonder, even though I didn't really like the book very much, I'm curious what it's like.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her, because honestly, I don't see how much more interesting the story could be out of the perspective of someone who's already a main character and has pretty much already been doing all this stuff. If anything, like, I feel like it would have been more interesting if it was from Edward's perspective in the beginning, because Bella's just a human. She's just kind of chilling. She doesn't do much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But hope you get a report back from your mom.
Yeah, I'll have to ask my mom when she starts
reading. Books fan.
I know that there was like a weird version of the first book that was published for like an anniversary or something where their genders were swapped and it was Beau Swan and like Edith Cullen. I know that's a thing and I don't know what it's called, but it was like an anniversary present for the fans or something like that, which I thought was kind of cool.
Very interesting.
And I heard, like, you know, Stephanie Meyers were planning a movie to the Midnight Sun.
I wonder who they'd cast in it.
Yeah.
Those actors have aged.
Yeah. That's very strange to think of. Wouldn't that just be, like, the movies, but with more Edward? I think.
Interesting if they cast, like, the Edward and Bella, like, the real Edward and Bella, even if they have age.
Oh, no.
They CGI them younger.
They CGI them younger like they did with the kids in It. That would be awful. Ooh. It looks terrible when you CGI an actor to look younger than they are. Oh my god, what was I gonna say? I've made this joke with my friends, and it has slowly grown from like a joke to me like picking evidence out of the movies to justify this, that like Edward would be like mind controlling Bella throughout the entire series. And if that is not the plot of the new book, I'm going to cry, because I swear that is what I feel like is happening, and I want to be right. And that's honestly the only way I can imagine this book would be interesting, because otherwise it really is just the story again.
It would also be interesting. I don't know if she's just doing the first book or if she's doing all of them, but it would be interesting if it started off being mostly the same story from his perspective, but then they did a whole like alternate timeline kind of version where different things happen.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
But I mean, presumably there are things that happen in his life. Like, there's parts of the book that he's not in. And so he's presumably like, doing things during that time. So there's definitely going to be stuff happening that isn't in the original.
Yeah, he's gone for the entire second movie. Mm-hmm. He's just gone. I don't know.
I think is why I liked the second one.
Yeah. I prefer Jacob, honestly. He's kind of better. I don't remember what it was, but I spent like the first movie like laughing, and then the second movie kind of bored but happy because there's Jacob. The third movie I think is completely boring, and then I think they split the last book into two movies. Mm-hmm. And I like the first of those two movies because it has a pretty wedding scene in it, and that I just, even though I don't like the story, I really like the soundtrack and the cinematography in that scene. And like sorry, I turned into
no
like,
you're fine.
A movie
that all came from a question of Fatia's about vampires. All of a sudden we're talking about Twilight for the whole show.
Yeah. I mean, Twilight is a book series, so it counts.
Yep, it counts. So does Fatia have a book she wants to talk about?
Yeah. Come for you.
It's a very early book. Call that. So it's called Fatia the Rainbow. You already heard that. Now, there's all the colors of the rainbow. There's red, like there's like a lot of colors. So mm-hmm. there's the first color is purple, blue, and maroon. It's kind of like violet, and brown, and purple, and black, and peach, and green, and blue, and violet, and light pink, and yellow, and blue, and red, orange, and red, and pink, and purple, and yellow, and green mixed together. And this is green, and this is yellow, and brown. I like, ready for the next page.
So this is a book of drawings that you've created?
Yeah.
That are all different kinds of drawings?
Yeah, I was going to make a house, then I didn't want to make a house because I made that house already, and then I scribble.
So it's a scribble full of colors.
Yeah. Well, can you see that rainbow up there, like that rainbow?
So it's abstract, she's saying.
Yeah. So Amelia does artwork too. I'm wondering if Amelia ever has drawings like that that start off as one thing and then become something totally different.
Yeah. Times a lot different. So let's talk about this page. This is like a lot of rainbow, right? This is a rainbow. But here the rainbow, I mean, yes, I have like pictures of my family. I don't remember, but I'm going to show it to you guys. I saw this book at the iPad a couple weeks ago before the radio started.
What book?
It's called it's the same. It's for tea. I mean, it didn't be for tea, just be a crayon.
Oh, like
Fatia the Crayons.
Yeah, like how like, crayons save the world.
Yeah, how crayons save the world.
How do they save the world?
The crayons save the world was in the, you know, like in the crayon book. It was like the crayons save the rainbow. The crayons draw hard as they can. They got so tired and they made the hugest rainbow on the galaxy.
at because the art was black and white.
Yeah, the art was black and white. Like, long time ago.
So I wish crayons could save the world. That would be great.
I feel like
the world could use some saving.
I mean, like, that would be awesome. Crayons can fly and get the rainbow back. Because there was, it was so rainy and sunny at the other side of the world and that side of the world. Gosh, so hot and cold. You have to go to the other side of the world to be cold and the other side of the world to be hot.
Could you show me your favorite picture in the book? I don't think we have time to do every single picture, but can you show me your favorite picture in the book?
Yeah, my favorite picture. Here we come.
There's so many pictures in this book. Wow.
What they will.
I saw some words too.
Okay, this is my favorite page. The queen.
Can you describe it for our radio listeners? Because we can see it, but they can't see it. What's happening in this picture?
So there's a crown, and these are the Trinity stones, but the bad guy wants to steal the queen's stones.
There's a bad guy that wants to steal the stones from the crown?
Yeah, maybe I should make a book like that.
That could be an interesting story.
Queens and kings are the
what happens.
So I ready to explode the inside. A crown, and the bad guy wants to see all of the queen's stuff. The queen doesn't even know that. The queen always draws a people down. The bad guy may dress up as, like, the king. The queen was at the bathroom one day, and then the queen was tired. And then the queen saw that, and queen got the plan. Dress up as a bad guy, and that's the end, and there's more.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing more stories from you.
Thank you. I make thousands of it.
I know. I'm impressed by how much art you do.
My hands got so tired of drawing.
That's fair. They should take a nap. Does Fahim have a book to talk about?
Yeah, I have a book to talk about.
Great.
So while we were doing the webinar, like, this book came out, and very soon the graphic novel of this book is going to come out. I later remember that I read this book when I was in 8th grade. It was for, like, an independent book. It's called Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds. It was published in 2017. So I read this book when he was coming to our school for, like, an assembly. And our teacher decided to have everyone read the book for, like, our independent book. And I read it, and it was actually a very good book. He wrote other books with, like, different authors, like All American Boys, Hero As Brave As You, like the Track series, The Boy in the Black. He wrote those books, and those are very good books. So Long Way Down is about I forgot the character's name because it was like 2 years ago, but it was about a boy who lost almost his whole family through violence, like through gang violence in his, like, community. He lived in a rough neighborhood, and his family, like, his father died through, like, drive-by, and then his brother later on died. And then he decided to take his brother's gun and kill the person who killed his brother. So he had to take an elevator to go downstairs to the guy's apartment because they're, like, neighbors. The guy who killed his brother in a drive-by, he's like, right, like, across their apartment. So he decided to take the elevator. And the more the elevator, like, stopped, he, like, I'm not going to say it too much, but he just discovers a lot of stuff, like, things that he didn't know. And then later on, like, after his decision, and then he just has to, like, read the book to find out. But, like, that's basically it. That's the beginning, and, like, the rest of the book is about him in the elevator and discovering new things that he didn't know that impacted him from the past. I think this book is already out. It's called Stamped. It's by Jason Reynolds and Abram X. Candy. I think Abram X. Candy already made a book called Stamped, but, like, I think this is, like, another version of it.
Oh, yeah, he worked with Jason Reynolds to make a version for teens.
Yeah. Like, the first one was called Stamped from the Beginning, and now it's just called Stamped. So it's, like, about racism and, like, what the world is going through right now. It's, like, a way to, like, teach and educate everyone of what is the world going on and everything. And, like, Long Way Down is basically about, like, people deciding things very fast without thinking. without knowing what like the consequence is going to be. So like it's just about like you should like think before you act, and like you should just think about what you're deciding to do, like your decision, like if you want to change or not.
Yeah, and you were talking about having watched a webinar where it talked about a book that's coming out soon. And yes. So the book that's coming out soon is a graphic novel adaptation of Long Way Down. I'm excited to check that out. I also read the book and liked it. But I really like the woman that Jason Reynolds is working with on the graphic novel, Danica Novgorodov. Her artwork's really beautiful.
And
we learned in the webinar that she came into doing comics later in life, so after college. And so I feel like her style is a little different than a lot of graphic novels.
Yeah.
Because she comes from a painting background. I look forward to checking that one out. Looks really beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem.
I also have a graphic novel I can talk about, which is called Stepping Stones by Lucy Nicely. And it looks like it's the first in a series called Peapod Farm that are set at Peapod Farm, which is a fictional farm. And Lucy Nicely writes graphic novels, writes and illustrates, and they're sometimes written for teens and sometimes for adults, and they're often memoirs. And in this case, it's based on her childhood, but it's not a direct memoir. The characters all have different names, and presumably some of the plot lines are different, but it's based on her childhood, having moved from the city up to a farm area in rural, in real life, it's in rural Dutchess County. I don't remember if in the book they ever specify where it takes place, but she grew up in the Rhinebeck area. And so it centers on a young woman who moves out of New York City with her mom. Parents have recently separated, and her mom's with a new boyfriend, and they're moving together onto this farm. And so it's her getting used to living with her mom's boyfriend and having occasional visits from her sort of sisters, the new boyfriend's daughters, these new young women in her life. And then also getting used to living on a farm and all that comes with that. And her mom works at the farmer's market selling things and wants her to work with her. So she's also, you know, having her first job and getting used to working the farmer's market, having to do math. And she has to take care of the chickens. And I don't know, it may be less of a stretch for those of us that grew up in this area or in an area like this. But going from New York City to a farm in Dutchess County is a pretty big leap in terms of your day-to-day life. So it's interesting seeing her settle in and get to work out her sort of new family dynamic. So yeah, it was a fun read. I liked that it was set locally, even though it was kind of a secret that it was set locally. And I'm curious to see what the rest of the series brings, because this definitely felt like a bit of an intro story, getting to know the characters in the scene. So I'm curious what more is to come. But I like her art style a lot, and I've read some of her other books as well. She wrote Relish My Life in the Kitchen, which incorporates a lot of recipes in interesting visual ways. And she has one about getting married. She has a travelogue. So a lot of different books to check out. She also has a cute picture book that we have at the library. Very nice artist and writer. And I like this new series. Yay.
Book. Yeah, it does. It's very awesome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but thanks everyone for listening. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, everybody. We see you tomorrow and next week. And goodbye. Take care and have some more cheese.
I wait for you.